Griffiths, who's been very busy up on the Gold Coast with Matt de Kock, joins us, and he's got a big day at headquarters on Saturday as well. How are you, Robbie?
Very well, thanks, Michael.
How many have you managed to secure so far?
We've managed 3 and missed plenty.
It looks strong.
Very strong. It's you can tell people have been locked up for a long time because they've been waiting to spend their money at the Gold Coast. Jeez, it's strong up here, you know.
So for those that you've managed to get, for any of the RSN listeners, are there still shares available?
Yes, we got a. There's a little bits and pieces in a very affordable ZooStar Colt. We got for 60,000, which was very affordable, and we got a reduced choice filly for which was very, very affordable too for the last crop of the reduced choice at 250, lot 123. She's a gorgeous filly out of the Selenia family, so that's been very successful for our stable. So she won't last long either because there's no more reduced choices, and he's been a champion sire.
No, absolutely. Well, get involved. Give Robbie a call if you want to have some fun, because the way the stable's going, you wouldn't want to be with many other trainers. Absolutely airborne at the moment, and it could be a very big weekend for the team as well, Robbie, while you're up on the Gold Coast, because I'm looking forward to seeing the return of Halverson in the Kensington Stakes. He's been off the scene for quite some time with an injury. What was that injury again, Robbie?
Yeah, he sprained his fetlock joint in the Oakley Plate. It was a remarkably good run because he come into the home then a long, long way off the speed and was 18th at the 400, and to run 7th, only beaten 2.85 and run blistering sectionals, and was a remarkable run in itself. But he sprained his fetlock joint, and we couldn't get it to the right in time, and he had to go to the paddock. And so we gave him a lengthy rest, and there was going to be too much of a push to get him back to racing, you know, for the summer. So we just thought we'd wait and target the autumn. So that's why he had an extended rest, and here he is now back, you know, ready to race in the Kensington on Saturday, and with the main target race being the Newmarket sort of third up.
Is he going as well as what he did last campaign when he was airborne?
He appears that way. He's as an older horse now, he's been quite blasé and relaxed in his training, so his indicators haven't sort of been suggesting that he's going any better until Monday when he trialled exceptionally well. But he has looked a lot stronger. He was a lot heavier, but he did have a lengthy rest. So naturally, being an older horse with a long time off the scene, he was a lot heavier. And his first trial that he had was extremely heavy ground. So we held him together and he was out the back in the trial, so there was no guy there. But Monday morning, he was exceptionally impressive in a trial, which gave us a really good feel going into his return on Saturday.
Well, he's won first up in the past. He's over the 1,000. He's drawn barrier 1, which can be a bit of a nemesis down the straight. How do you see the race unfolding for him?
Well, you know, naturally we'll be guided, you know, once we see Dino Speedmouse. But sort of looking at it at the moment, you know, he's pretty sort of one-dimensional in the way he races. You switch him off and you cover him up. So one can be a big plus for him in the sense that he gets the cover straight away, and then he'll be coming across the back of the field and closing late, you know. So naturally, you know, there's some really high-class sprinters in this race, so you would think whatever he does, he's going to improve greatly with the benefit of race practice and match practice and blowing some cobwebs out. You know, so you would really think that, you know, Fabergino, Prezzato and, you know, Pandemic and those horses that are racing so well would have the upper hand. And, you know, so I would have thought that winning would be a bonus, you know, for us because we've been a long time off the scene. But it is encouraging when you see how well he trialled on Monday morning. But the main thing for us is that he pleases us on Saturday, as long as he closes strong at the end and gives us the encouragement that he'll go into the Lightning in good order and come out in good order and be a super chance of winning the Newmarket.
Absolutely, and a number of these horses may be in those races. It is a hot summer sprint, the Kensington on Saturday. You had two other runners at headquarters who are airborne as well. Hasseltoff, gee, he was impressive on New Year's Day. He's up 3 kilos, but he's drawn to get a good run as well. Can he go back-to-back, do you think?
I can't see why not. He's a really progressive horse, and, you know, he couldn't have been any more impressive than last start. And as it looks on paper, he's going to get a good run from the draw, and, you know, and Jamie thought he'd even be better with someone to chase. And, you know, if that's the case, you know, he was super impressive last start, and he's trained really well in between runs. So, you know, I can't see why he wouldn't go back-to-back.
And the influential girl who's... He's just had no luck. She's on the quick 7-day backup. I can't believe she's $10 in that race. Is she able to race a little closer, or that's just her racing style, Robbie, where she's got to hope for a bit of luck and speed on in the run?
Yeah, she just likes to relax early, so she's a better horse given that opportunity to save her energy. And Lewis was really stiff the other day. He put his faith, you know, following Ollie and on a Waller trained horse in bedding, and normally that works really well. And unfortunately, just got tangled up in traffic, and she was extremely good late. And I thought if he could have played into the race, she would have been a winner, you know. But you know, she's backed up well before, and if she does, you would think that she'd be a super winning chance. So, you know, hopefully if she can run as well this week as she did last week and get the right luck in running, I can't see why she wouldn't be a great winning chance on Saturday.
Who do you think's your best? You've got three really good winning hopes on Saturday.
Well, I think Hasseltoft's got the form on the board. He's winner, you know, but yeah, I'm happy to have all three, but certainly he's the one that's got the winning form.
Good horses in on Friday at Geelong and Moonee Valley. Who's your best on Friday?
I like the way Sweetie Scandi's knocking on the door. She was good. She's drawn well. She'd be a good chance there, Moonee Valley Friday night.
All right, and one today, Rutherford tonight at Pakenham.
He's let us down a bit since his good win first up, but dropping back in grade, I think we'll stick with him each way tonight. Was our only runner, but he's a chance, but with medium confidence.
Good on you, Robbie. Best of luck for the remainder of the sales and over the weekend.
Terrific, Michael. Thank you.